Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
There's a huge difference between knowing about God and actually having an intimate relationship with God. And we're actually talking about that with author Heath Adamson today at SOS Radio. How are you, Heath?
Hey, Scott, I'm fantastic. What a unique season we are in, my friend.
No, it's really making you think about what's God doing and what's the role that I play in all of this. It affects our future, doesn't it? It affects our hope.
It really does, yeah. But we have more of an opportunity in front of us than I think sometimes we realize, that's for sure.
So, Heath, you had a wild life in your teenage years, and God changed everything for you.
Yeah, you know, the reality would be, as a very young boy, probably at the age of 4 or 5, I had, in many ways, more of an understanding that what you don't see is much more real than what you do see. So I was exposed to the spiritual world as a very young boy. And boy, that took me down a very long, very dark road. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful that Jesus met me. And rather than being repulsed by my drug addictions and my involvement with witchcraft and the occult and a lot of other things that I won't get into, Jesus walked into my life. His love completely transformed me, and he breathed life into my dead soul. He's more real now than he's ever been.
So what shifted, Heath? I mean, you were into some dark things. A lot of times you feel like, I don't know how to pull myself out of all the stuff that's going on. It feels like it's more powerful than I am.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reality would be, in many ways, we can't pull ourselves out. The Bible says that apart from Christ, we are spiritually dead. I love how Tim Keller put it. Jesus did not come to turn bad people into good people. Jesus came to take spiritually dead people and make them come alive. So when you think about it, Jesus, when he came, he didn't really come to convert people to Christianity. He didn't really come to create a new religion. Jesus Christ is not the most relevant way. He is not the American way. He is not the Republican way or the Democratic way or the Green Party way. He's not the easy way, according to the book of Acts. Jesus is the only way. There's no other name under heaven given to us by which we must be saved. So in many ways, it was the grace and mercy of God that made all of the difference. Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve. And so it was the mercy and grace of God that in many ways transformed everything. But God uses people and God partners with humanity to demonstrate his grace and mercy. So my life was changed by two primary things. One, I had this encounter with Jesus on a Sunday night after abusing some drugs, and I was just laying in bed having a conversation with a God I really didn't know. And I remember saying out loud in that conversation, Jesus, you are who you say you are. Now, what you need to remember, I didn't go to church. I'd never read the Bible. But when Jesus comes, it's very difficult to counterfeit his love. But secondly, there was a young girl in eighth grade who just had a burden to begin praying for me. And her and her mom prayed for me. And so for 3.5 years, they prayed. And I remember after I married that girl, reading in her prayer journals that as a teenager, she cried out to God, her and her mom for me. So my life was changed because of God's grace and mercy and because of prayer.
Pride comes before the fall, and we're talking about moving from proximity to intimacy with God with author Heath Adamson today at SOS. And in your new book, Sacred Chase, you mentioned that prayerlessness is actually the ultimate form of pride.
Yeah, if you think about it, God is the one who, according to Daniel 4, it says God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and women. The reason why we have air to breathe is because God provides it. God is the one from whom all things consist, Colossians 1. And I guess if you think about it, we were created in the image of God. When God created the universe, God speaks. But when God creates humanity, God does not speak. According to Genesis, God scoops up a mound of dirt and breathes. So I like to say it this way. God speaks and galaxies formed, but God saves his very breath for us. We were created for and by the breath of God. The Hebrew word for breath is the same word for spirit of God. It is ruach. We were created to know God so intimately, so deeply, that the very nooks and crannies, if you will, each crevice in the human soul can be and is to be filled with the presence of God. We were created to know God. And how do we do that? We have a conversation. We pray. And if you think about it, when we do not pray, when we try to live life on our own, we can be very successful at what in the end does not even matter. So yeah, I believe it's true. Someone once said prayerlessness is the ultimate form of pride. We are invited to know God. Now is a good time, regardless of where we've come from, regardless of where we are. Now is a good time to start the sacred chase and deepen our connection with God. And we can do that simply by talking with him in prayer.
Yeah, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, isn't really a thing. He's a person, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a person. He has a personality. He likes to be with us. We can break his heart. We can grieve him. We can resist him, the Bible says. Yeah, the Spirit of God, you know, sometimes when we say the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God, that is a term that is relegated for certain denominations or certain belief systems. But we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, and they are all three in one. And we can cultivate a deep connection with Jesus by interacting with the Spirit. Let me give you an example because it kind of sounds mystical. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit in a few places. One is in John 16, and he said this. He said, "It is good that I leave you." Who is he talking to? He's talking to a group of his friends. We call them disciples. He's saying, "Listen, guys, I'm going to go away, but guess what? That is a good thing. Because when I leave, the Spirit of God will come. And here's what the Spirit of God will do. He will teach you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will even convict you. In other words, point out some things in your life that are below God's perfect standard for you. The Spirit of God will become your friend." Now, Scott, I don't know about you, but I can't think of anything better than being face to face with Jesus. It would be amazing to sit across the table with him. It would have been awesome to watch him raise someone from the dead or take the bread and fish and multiply it and give thanks. And in so doing, the multitude is fed. It would have been amazing to listen to him communicate the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. But Jesus says, "It's really good that I leave because the Spirit then will come." What could be better than being face to face with Jesus? Well, according to Jesus, it is cultivating a deeper connection with God the Father through the work of the Spirit. It's basically paying attention to the little nudges in our heart, paying attention when we read Scripture, having a conversation with God in prayer, and then listening. Those are some of the practical ways we can connect with God through the work of the Holy Spirit.
We're talking about moving from proximity with God to actually have an intimacy with God on SOS Radio. We're talking with author Heath Adamson today. It's interesting because the word intimacy seems a little strange to a lot of people, right? When you think about, like, I want to know God, I want to know about God, but we all have to come to that place where we're ready to go all in. It's kind of like, is faith a part of my life or is it the center of my life, Heath?
Yeah. You know, I think maybe subconsciously a lot of us make the mistake and we look at salvation like it is a finish line. Now, I want to be clear. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for forgiveness. I'm thankful that I am one day going to spend eternity in heaven. Man, there isn't a miracle that I can think of that is more prolific than that. Eternal life in heaven with God is breathtaking. But salvation really isn't supposed to be a finish line. It's not like we just pray a prayer and then get through life so that we can go to heaven. Jesus actually flipped it around. He said in Matthew, "I pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What is Jesus saying? He's saying, you know what? You don't look at salvation like a finish line. Salvation is a starting line. Once you start a relationship with God through the gift of salvation, you walk through a door and you discover how big the kingdom is. Proximity to God is in many ways when we reduce a relationship with Jesus to having a Christian branded life. We go to life group. We go to church. We read our Bible every now and then. We listen to a few worship songs. Those things are good, but those things aren't enough. Remember, those who were behind the scenes responsible for the betrayal and crucifixion of Jesus, they had a lot of scripture memorized. They had a significant rhythm of religious routine folded into their life. They had a religious branded life too. They had proximity to God, but they didn't have intimacy with Jesus. So we are invited to cultivate a deeper connection with God. Intimacy, it's not creepy. It's not weird. It's what we were created for. It is possible to feel the heartbeat of God, even when it seems like his voice is silent. And at the end of the day, you and myself, every one of us, we are all as close to God as we want to be. I don't know about you. That makes me hungry. I want more. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. That's what Jesus said. So I want to be close to God, as close as possible. And rather than using God's sovereignty as an excuse to settle for second best, I'm going to accept the invitation day after day and pursue the heartbeat of God because I want that intimate connection with God.
We're talking about how asking Jesus into our life isn't the finish line. It's actually the starting line with Heath Adamson today at SOS Radio. And he has a book. It's about moving from proximity to intimacy with God. It's called The Sacred Chase. And you know, it's interesting. In John 10:10, Jesus says, "I've come that you may have life and you may have it to the full." And when we're talking about that abundant life, abundance is things that are more, things that are greater, right? Jesus talks about how we bear fruit when we connect and grow in God. And a lot of times we put up roadblocks and that's why we don't see the fruit. We think, oh, God doesn't care about me or I'm not working hard enough. But sometimes there's roadblocks that are in place that we're responsible for, Heath.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes we settle for believing in God. A lot of people say, hey, you know what? I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Well, hey, believing in God is great, but believing isn't enough. Jesus made it clear, even the demons believe. It's one thing to believe in God. It's another thing to cultivate a connection with God that is beyond belief. And at the end of the day, the responsibility for the most part is up to us. Jesus came as far as he could when he died on the cross for us. The veil in the temple was torn. And because of that, we have direct access to God. You know, in my generation and in yours, Scott, we talk a lot about authenticity. We talk a lot about wanting to be real. I think that's phenomenal. But authenticity is not an excuse to compromise. It is not an excuse to tolerate the very things Jesus died to set us free from. Authenticity is the beginning of our recognition that we need a deeper connection with Jesus right here and right now. We can get close enough to God to where as we gaze into the eyes of God, we catch a reflection, not of who we pretend to be, not of who people perceive us to be, but according to Colossians 3, we can catch a reflection of who God created us to be. Jesus did promise abundant life, but that abundant life is very much our responsibility to go after and to cultivate. And at the end of the day, as we pursue intimacy with Jesus, his eyes become a mirror for our soul. But here's the catch. Sometimes when we get closer to God, we realize maybe we're not as perfect as we thought. Maybe we've got some other areas in our life that we need to maybe surrender. And that makes a lot of people afraid. Sometimes we feel guilty and ashamed. But we've got to remember this. When God invites us to more, when God summons us to an even more abundance to be experienced in our life, it's not because God is angry with us or disappointed. It's because God is a good father. And God invites us to the very best. So I think sometimes we allow shame of our past and guilt of some of our present compromises to keep us from starting our sacred chase. Let's throw that stuff aside and let's pursue Jesus. He's worth it.
Well, we're talking with Heath Adamson today at SWS Radio, and his new book's called The Sacred Chase. It's about moving from proximity to intimacy with God. Thanks for sharing with us today, Heath.
Hey, Scott. Always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.